morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Let's start with the Washington Post. Alan, President Trump to suspend U.S. immigration for 60 days, citing pandemic and job shortage. The president provided a rationale for the unprecedented decision that was primarily economic, arguing that he wants Americans to have access to work as millions of people have lost their jobs amid the coronavirus crisis.
Well, David, it's all about, in his mind, getting the economy back because he doesn't think he can win the election without the economy being the way that it was. And there are many of us, David, who think it won't be the same for several years. He has till November. So he has to keep emphasizing that he's doing everything to put people back to work, including putting them in harm's way by suggesting that they go back to work before we have either a vaccine or a cure for this thing. It is the height of personal greed and irresponsibility. I keep saying it all comes back to the election. Everything has to be seen through that prism. So when we see him suspending immigration, there are a number of reasons for that. Number one, as I've said before, you know, the whole idea here is that black and brown people are coming into this country. They're more likely to vote Democratic. We want to put a stop to that. We also want to cater to the base by being as divisive and blame-casting as we possibly can be. That's what he's doing here. It all comes down to how are we going to put a stop to a guy who, instead of thinking about the country, is thinking about himself and his own political prospects. Because, David, that's what it all comes down to.
Meanwhile, from Reuters, U.S. coronavirus deaths topped 45,000 Tuesday, doubling in a little over a week and rising by a near record amount in a single day. The CDC director is warning that the second wave of the coronavirus is likely to be even more devastating when the flu season returns.
So you get a president of the United States who originally said the whole thing was a Democratic hoax. David, I've gotten some letters from folks trying to explain that he didn't really mean that. No, he meant it. He said it. Come on, you're going to hold him responsible for what he said. Sorry. He said it was a Democratic hoax. He said that there were only 15 cases. Then now he says he's the best president that you could have. It's extraordinary. 33% of the American people believe what he is saying. The rest do not. And when you see the 40 or so percent that have stuck with him all along, and now you see only 33% believing him, it's showing that even the base is beginning to show some signs of erosion. The numbers will keep going up as long as we're stupid. And we're stupid when we say open things up and pander to those who don't care if they're putting themselves at personal risk.
You're so right, Alan, and to put a face on what you were just talking about, here a story this morning. The man's name, John W. McDaniel from Marion County, Ohio, a father, apparently a beloved human being among his community, but he had been writing that the coronavirus was a, quote, political ploy. He has now died from it.
Well, that's terrible. I mean, you don't ever want to see anybody dying, and you don't want to see anybody sick. Our hearts go out to a family and the rest of it. People make terrible, terrible mistakes. We have the anti-vaxxers in this country who are basically saying we're going to put people at risk by not having our children vaccinated. We know how nutty that is, and it is. But they are doing it because they are convinced in their own minds that they're right. How are you going to deal with that? The most you can do is to say, okay, your kid doesn't come to school unless he's vaccinated. And then, of course, somebody will say, we have a religious objection to that. And the Supreme Court of the United States says, oh, religion, anything goes. So we are facing a pandemic. People like Cuomo are warning of it. The mayors in Georgia are saying, what are you doing opening things up now? We can't believe it. And what's interesting, the president gets up there every night and he pontificates and he blubbers and he lies. And his own people are saying, not so fast. We have Fauci who's showing up less and less. Of course, he is a guy who is telling the truth. We have the CDC and others who are telling the truth. We have some of the basically butt kissers. I'm not going to name two of them who are up there virtually every night, and they survive because they're telling the big lie. That's what this has come down to now.
Then you have the money going toward keeping things stable, propping up the economy. The Senate has now passed a $484 billion bill that would expand aid for businesses and hospitals. The vote comes just a few weeks after Congress passed a broader $2 trillion law that aimed to address the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. The House plans to vote on the measure tomorrow. Alan, is it going to be enough in the end?
No, obviously, you can give people some money now. You can give small businesses some money if they don't fire their people. It's a holding action. We can't send people back to work until we have either a vaccine or a cure. We don't have those right now. And so there are people who are getting very antsy, and they are protesting. Protesting what? That people are trying to keep them alive? It is a sign of the times that we are dealing not only with the actual pandemic, but we are dealing with people's fears and their anger and their political naivete.
Unintended consequences, the monies that are going out and where they're ending up. Now we see Harvard, Alan, of all places. Harvard University now says it plans to keep an $8.6 million grant it received as part of the stimulus package. The president has said they will return it. They do have a $41 billion endowment.
$41 billion, that's a lot of money. Now they say, well, we're going to educate our people. We're going to give an awful lot of scholarships out, the rest of it. But $41 billion endowment? Wow, that is a lot of money. I can't imagine that WAMC would ever have a $41 billion endowment or anything like it. I mean, anything like it. Yesterday, we had a discussion at WAMC and saying, well, it's good enough that we're debt-free. But on the other hand, that doesn't take you all that far. And right now, we have to keep ourselves healthy, and we have to keep ourselves on the air, and we have to keep doing the service we're doing. And the way we do that is if we get a little help from all the people who are listening. Doesn't have to be a lot, just a little at WAMC.org.